Hey guys, this is Drink Till We're Married, and Geek Goddess is here.
Hey cuties here.
And we are back for another episode. Today we are drinking on...
We're drinking on St. Germain Gin Tonics.
Okay.
Cheers.
Oops. Cheers.
Break the glass. We've had a few. So
this glass is like a 32 ounce.
Anyway, you said supersize it. Oh, and we're talking about size.
Did I say anyway,
supersize it? Drink is made with St. Germain, Seagram's Peach Twisted Gin, Tonic, and Fresh Lime for garnish.
Yes, and we'll put the recipe on our Facebook page so you guys can drink too. This is like a really refreshing Labor Day drink.
Yes, into summer. So I figured we'd get one more refreshing summer drink in.
Is summer officially over?
Labor Day marks the end of summer, right? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's sad. I hate to see it go.
So, today we have a really awesome discussion, and we are going to need a lot of feedback on this one.
So, this topic was submitted by Marissa.
So, the title of this episode is... Is sexual performance a non-negotiable?
Very, very interesting. So, thanks for the topic ideas. We do love them. Please send them in. Facebook, email, Instagram, wherever you find us. But let's get into this. So, is sexual performance a non-negotiable? For me, I think it's just not one answer. It can be, and then at the same time it can't be. I guess it depends on the type of relationship I'm seeking out. So if it's an emotional, like if it's my man, I think I will kind of make certain concessions for that, because you have the emotional part that will make up for some, you know what I mean, like you have that connection with that person.
But with it being, if it is a non-negotiable, how far are you into it with someone for it to be a non-negotiable?
Well,
right? So if I meet a guy, I mean,
come on now.
I'm not actively seeking guys right now.
But right, that's what I was going to say.
Right?
Yep.
If you're a smoker, that's non-negotiable. No. But yes. I'm going to figure that out probably. Maybe date one or two. Like, it just doesn't take that long to figure out if somebody smokes, right?
Right.
So either in their car, or you can, or they, you know, randomly have to go to the bathroom all the freaking time when you're at dinner. Okay, so that's non-negotiable.
Right.
So, but I don't have to get emotionally invested
in that
before I find that out. Or we're,
but this,
I don't know.
But this is what I'm trying to say. So you're not, I'm single, completely single. So there are dudes that I meet and I'm like, yes, I would want to get to know him, possibly have a relationship. And there's dudes you meet that you're just like, okay, I got that feeling I need fixed or whatever. So you're not looking for anything emotional. So no, we cannot cuff for this cuffing season, dude, because you don't meet the requirements.
So then is it a requirement versus, okay, I guess, how do you scale? Here are the things that you have to just be in my dating pool. Versus here are the things that you have for me to even see you as marriage material.
Okay. So.
Because those are kind of two different lanes.
Two different. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. So for one, it would be, yeah, no, it's not negotiable. You're here for one specific thing. And if you can't do it, you don't need to be here.
Makes sense.
Okay.
Okay, if I'm just hiring you to do this one thing and you can't even do that.
You don't get hired.
Why would I even entertain you?
Exactly. But when we're talking about long-term relationships, again, I don't think, I guess it's like, are you horrible at everything sexually? Or is it size? Like what, you know. Sexual performance, there's a lot that goes into that.
But to go back to the original question, though, what difference does it make? What part of it is the non-negotiable? So you meet this guy, and he is in the marriage material lane. So you guys are having like a real like dating courtship. You know, a couple of months go by or whatever. And then, you know, you guys are really into each other. He's a nice guy. All the boxes that... you would have for a man are checked.
Yes.
You know, he's spiritual and he's smart and, you know.
He works. He has
a job. He rescues dogs on the weekends. I don't know. You know, whatever. Right? You know. Whatever. And then, but you're hooked though. You like him. He likes you. Yes. Maybe you guys aren't in love or whatever, but hey, I'm willing to cut off everybody else that I'm dating.
Okay.
We're going to be exclusive. Mm-hmm. We're an item. You go on a romantic weekend.
Oh, boy.
Let's say you go to, I don't know, you go to the mountains.
Yes.
You know, you got an awesome suite at the Biltmore, mm-hmm. and you just like, you know, this is good. I like this guy. Mm-hmm. I like him. He's a solid guy. And then the lights go off and the activity begins. And you're like, what in the world? Turn on the lights. Who is this guy? What's happening here?
In this room?
What's going on? Stop. Stop. Everybody stop what you're doing. Hold your hands up. And it is less than impressive. It is undesirable. It okay. is like, what just happened
here? Yeah.
What do you do?
That is so hard because I feel like I'm at the age where I should not have to teach you certain things in the bedroom. But at the same time, I'm at an age where how important should that really be? I mean,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he has everything else. That's why I say, like, is it because, okay, so does size matter? Yeah, you have to at least be a certain size, okay. Right? Like, there is a thing is just way too small.
Okay.
Right? So if he's not way too small, and he just what? I mean, gosh, I know. I'm tap dancing around the answer so bad.
Stop tap dancing. Take your tattoo off. I need you to put like your sneakers on and just walk around this thing. And
but I think honestly, if I'm emotionally connected to the person, I think there's a way that I would be able to get over that. I would. Seriously, because for me, that emotional connection and having sex with someone is deeper than just that physical. Because you could have, like, the best sex game, but there's no emotional connection there, and I still feel
Absolutely.
Empty when I walk away. So,
absolutely. Yeah. I guess I look at it like, so one, size. I just don't know if that's a determining factor.
Let me give you some statistics I found.
Yes,
and I'll have to give you guys this site, because I was trying to figure out the date that it was published, but it wasn't on the website. But, so average peen size is 5 to 6 inches when erect, 3 to 4 inches flaccid. So we're not talking about like average.
Tell me what 5.5 inches looks like.
Okay.
Compare that to, is that the length of a pin? Is that my lipstick?
Yeah. Well, no. I would say what? The length of a writing pen, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
No way. That's way too small. Yes. I think 5 to 6 inches. So I'm looking it up online and it seems to be the size of a tampon with the applicator. So
Let's
ladies,
see.
Bring out like your not the small size tampons, but like the regular size
yeah.
tampons with an applicator.
Oh
yeah, that's
it
about
okay.
right.
Yep.
Okay. So, you could have a man who's, I don't know, abnormally large, let's just say that. Even though, dear men, statistics are saying that's actually not the truth. You guys should probably stop buying magnums because...
First of all, I know someone who works in sex ed, and she has told, like, I don't know how we had this random conversation about condoms, but a regular lifestyle, you can put over your arm, like, so... Magnum is selling you all a dream. You
and,
see that gold package, it doesn't matter.
Dream.
Yes.
And this is probably why there are so many oops babies out here. Yep, I said it. Because you're buying something that's too big and it doesn't
yes.
hang on and now you have oops babies.
Yes.
That's neither here nor there.
Anyway.
CIAA, don't have an oops baby.
don't have a baby during that cupping season
season, okay? Mm. So make sure your man is right and tight.
Yes.
But size is equivalent to just because you have a certain size doesn't mean you're able to do what you should be doing with it. It's like having
right.
a good looking man who can't read.
Oh my goodness. Like, okay, it's useless. Right. So you're right. It's like, that's why it's like, does size really matter? I don't believe it really does. It's all about what you're doing with that size. I mean, yes, there are some points where I think another website I looked at said the guy's penis was 2.25 inches flaccid. Aww. And it's like the size of a sausage, a breakfast sausage
link. Like the little Jimmy Dean.
Yeah, like your pinky. You put it in there. Yes, that is absolutely too small. Yes, it's a flaccid, so who knows? Maybe he's a grower. But
but I don't even want to see that. This guy is treating you like you've never been treated before. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a two-part issue. So I've never been married, and I've never been with anybody over... Me and the boob been together, what, almost 3 years?
Yeah.
That is literally my longest relationship.
Really?
Yes,
okay.
That's why he's still around.
Okay.
Like, okay, I guess this is real.
Okay. All right.
I've never made it this far before.
That's usually my cap. 3 years and then it's like, what am I doing? Yeah, I think it's time to move on. Anyway.
But we know married couples,
yes,
who have been together 10, 15, 20 years. Mm-hmm. And I would like to think that if my guy checks out in all these other areas, he's a, you know, he's loving, he's smart, he's, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then if he's not that great in bed, okay, that's not a big deal because he checks out in all these other areas.
Mm-hmm.
But 20 years from now, I'm not going to care how smart he is.
But no, honestly.
Am I?
But wait, 20 years from now, he may not be able to have sex with you anyway. So if it's a problem now, why are you getting married to anyone?
So,
right?
Are you, so then is it a non-negotiable or not? So I'm giving up today, maybe being satisfied because mm-hmm. here are all these other things that maybe I've always dreamed for and now I have. But then 20 years from now, I'm still not going to be able to get it because I can't do anything.
Right.
So as a woman, should women choose today to be unsatisfied or dissatisfied for the rest of their life?
Mm.
Because you are choosing to be with this person. And I don't believe in cheating. I don't believe in, you know, so you either got to take that L and say, here are all the other things that are really important to me.
Or and work with them. Because, I mean, I guess you have the option of possibly working with them.
I don't know what that means. So after a certain age, I just, like, I don't know what that means, like working
okay.
with him.
So what, like, I say that, so even with men, you have to show me what works for you. I can't assume what worked for the last dude is mm-hmm. going to work for you. And that men should look at it the same way. Just because you jackrabbited her for okay. 10 years doesn't mean you're going to come over here and just pound the life out of me because that's what you think works. No.
Okay.
You need to figure out me. Have, you know, take that time to figure out what I like.
I think that's very fair. I mean, and I don't even think it's teaching a guy. I would hate to use that terminology because it seems like, you know, we're mothering.
Because I don't want to teach. Yeah, I don't want to teach
you. I want to raise you. But I do think once you are committed to someone and, you know, vowing your life mm-hmm. that you're going to spend with them, it's beneficial for you guys to get to know each other sexually.
Yep.
And it's not just one-sided. But how you have that conversation with the guy, I think there are a lot of men out here who think that their sexual performance is probably like a 10 when it's really like a 2. But because women typically fake, or we go along with it because we like him, we leave him, but we never tell him why we're leaving.
Yeah.
And so you have a lot of guys out here just assuming that they are like the everything because in their mind, if I'm not everything, then why are you still sleeping with me?
Yeah.
So how do you have that conversation? How do you say, hey, I like you as a person. I'm not getting everything that I need from you, though.
Is it a matter of you start showing them as well? Like, I don't necessarily want to have to sit down like we're sitting down here across from each other at a table and have this conversation. Is it a matter of during this act, you are more instructive or, and not in a way of like, oh, I'm going to smack your hand with a ruler instructive, but just moving his hand where you want his hand. Well, yes. He might be. He might be too. But it's a matter of, you know, gently guiding him to what he, you know, put him where he needs to be. Things like that.
I think it's a hard position to be in. I mean, I think there probably isn't a man alive who hasn't asked the question, oh, how was it? Did you enjoy it? Was it good? Mm-hmm. And then as a woman, it's hard to look someone in the eye, especially when you maybe know that he tried with like his all best his of mind. Everything. And then you say, it was actually terrible. And
I don't think you would say that though, unless you don't want that person to come back. I think it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Okay.
So I think it's more of
a sandwich. You start with something good, like, wow, you had a lot of energy and you really gave it your all. However, when comma, you do that like you thing say. Like that, don't really do that.
Yeah,
maybe
do
try
this.
Yeah. And then, oh, I'm so excited to see what that's going to feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You did that perfectly.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what I would say.
I don't want
to have that conversation.
You got to sandwich it. Look, I believe in using like work tactics on everything. If it works at work,
it works everywhere.
Like, doesn't your boss always say, hey, thanks so much for taking the initiative? However,
yes.
Make sure you check your work next time because that last report wasn't right. Look forward to seeing you in the one-on-one next week. Mm. Awesome. You know, mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, okay, great. They love me.
Right, right. Yes.
You're like on the borderline of being fired and you never know it. It
right. It does, but you're right. It's a matter of framing it up where you're not bashing him because you don't want him to walk away defeated or just walk away and don't want to come back, especially if you like him.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it goes back to how invested you are in this person, in this relationship.
Would you? So if you have these two different lanes that you are currently hiring, you're recruiting.
I'm recruiting kids.
It's cupping season.
And
the recruitment is on, right? You're scouting.
I'm kind of late, but
you know, you're scouting a little long because you didn't get to, you're 53. You couldn't really fill your 53 roster.
Yes.
So if you are recruiting for this one lane of, I just need you for this activity.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Are you willing to entertain a guy who is great? His performance is great, but he's like dumb as a doorknob.
Yep.
And like, he just like can't hold a conversation. Mm-hmm. He probably doesn't even have a job.
Yeah.
And
we won't be talking.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not taking you anywhere. Yeah. Mm. I'll meet you at your house. Cause I don't even want you to know where I live.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. I'm not that invested in cuffing season. Dude, you are here until March 4th.
Do you tier? You know, mm-hmm. Do you, like, for cuffing season, is it like, here are my tier one, here are my starters?
See, I've never participated.
Okay.
Because this is, like, my first cuffing season that I haven't been in a relationship.
Yeah.
So I'm behind the eight ball. I miss mini camp.
You did.
Miss draft day. I think we're currently in preseason.
And I was, listeners, you guys know I was out here trying to scout for
yes,
a cutie.
She was, and I was
she
so against
fired
her.
Me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had
did.
A full lineup. I had them like, what do you call it when they go like exercise at the combine? I had players at the combine. She didn't want it.
No.
She didn't
but
want it. I'm an A1 scout.
But this
hey,
is
cutie.
The thing for me. For cuffing, it's not about cuffing season for me. I think it's just more, for me, I'm in a place where I think I'm ready to, you know, find someone to be in a relationship with.
Okay.
So it's not about cuffing season for me. And if I'm in those situations where it's something like that, I go back to someone that I already been with and I know it's good. Cause I don't have time. You're not adding to my body count and it's whack. You're not going to do that to me.
Body count.
Yeah, that's not going to do, right?
Sorry. My body count. Okay.
I'm just saying though.
So do you feel like, is body count a factor in your performance though? Here's an example.
Okay.
If I am a, let's use this football analogy, right? Maybe I was like a great college player or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is I don't have NFL experience.
Okay.
Are you willing to take a chance on me and sign me just based on what you think I can do? But I really don't have the experience
mm-hmm.
for you to know if my performance is going to be what you think it should be.
Right. It really depends, because again, if it's just for what? Just for...
No, this is
relationship.
We're going to go relationship.
I don't think we know anyone. Like, when it comes down to sexual performance, you don't... How do you know this about anyone?
That's what I'm saying. But I think because there's a standard for women.
Uh-huh.
Women typically get a bad rap if they have a high body count.
Right.
And that's
the thing. Because usually, how would you know my body count? It's just assumption on how I carry myself. So how am I carrying myself?
But what if you ask me? What if you ask? You know, what if I'm a woman and you ask me and I tell you?
As a, no, so I'm not going to. No, okay.
I wouldn't tell.
I'm not telling you. No, ask. Don't ask. I'm of the don't ask, don't tell.
Well, I'm of the, my business is my business.
Right.
Certain things are just personal and it's not relevant to what's going on. But whatever. So, if you have this woman, if you're a guy and you have a woman, and maybe she's only been with two or three guys, but you're the same man who feels like sexual performance is a non-negotiable, can you determine, based on her body count, whether or not her performance is going to be good?
No, because she could have been with a dude that showed her every trick of the trade.
Okay.
Right?
But... people also say experience is necessary. So it's kind of like the chicken and the egg. Like, you want me to be great,
right,
but you don't want me to have experience.
But
if my body count was 86, I could be great because I have a lot of experience.
But just because you have a lot of experience doesn't mean you're going to be great.
That's true.
Because the same thing we said about men, though.
But why are employers using experience as a determining factor of whether or not I can do the job?
But then you also have, what, 90 days to show and prove.
True.
Right? I mean, so...
but experience is kind of like a leading factor, though. Like, I need someone with this many years of experience to do this job. So, if sexual performance is a non-negotiable, then are you looking for someone with more experience? Like, I have heard men say that older women, you should get a cougar because they
know
the tricks of the trade and they've been around.
I don't think it's that they know the tricks of the trade. I think you're at a confidence... you've reached your confidence level where...
You don't care?
Not that you don't care. You're willing to do certain things. Like, when you're younger, you're kind of trying to have this image, or you don't want... when you're at a certain age, you're like, whatever. You better, you know. So I think that's when an older woman is... yeah, they're probably more... possibly more experienced, because that's not necessarily the case either.
True.
But I think it's just the confidence where they're like, I know what I have, and I'm willing to do, or, you know, I don't have those inhibitions. I'm going to try and do whatever.
You know, so this leads me to the Breakfast Club episode that I was telling you about with Dr. Umar Johnson.
Okay.
Even though the episode was, I mean, I don't want to by any means say that this man was talking about sex or whatever.
Uh-huh.
It was really about special education and, you know, some of the labels that are being put on black boys.
Mm-hmm.
So I just have to make that plug. Dr. Umar Johnson is not a sexual professor.
Okay. Yes.
But he made a comment when he was speaking about sexuality and saying that women, unfortunately, do too much for men to keep men in the bedroom. And when that man leaves them, it turns them off. So he was talking about, you know, some of the reasons why he feels like women become lesbians.
Okay.
So that's neither here nor there. But if my performance is a non-negotiable, should I give you everything prior to you marrying me in the first place?
I don't.
So how would you even know the full depth of our intimacy when we're not even married?
I think there's levels to it, definitely. So it's a matter of this broad is laying here, like, remember Girlfriends, the show Girlfriends? And what's her name? Jill. That's her real name in real life. But the dark skin with the big lips. Pretty girl. Pretty woman.
Oh, the one who was the Dallas Cowboys cheerleader?
Was she?
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. We're not going to.
Jill Marie Jones?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Her character.
Yeah, I love
She said, like, on the show that she would just lay there. Like, you're not going to mess up my hair. You're not going to. I'm just here. I'm, you know, laid back.
I totally see that in her character.
Yeah. And that was her thing. So Yeah, there's an extreme from going to that until you got me swinging from the chandelier. You know, no, I'm not giving you, I'm not giving you the one end or the other. I will find the medium in which I'm willing to go. And honestly, if that's not enough, then it's not enough. Because like I just said, it's not just about your sexual performance. It should be about everything else I'm bringing to the table.
So as a man, though, if I feel the same way, if I feel like this is, I shouldn't have to give you everything. I haven't committed. I haven't vowed my life to you. We're not married.
What are they giving us that's not?
But I'm saying we take on this position, this stance as a woman. Like, oh, I shouldn't have to, you know, turn around and flip and you know, do handstands. But likewise, what if men feel the same way? I shouldn't have to, you know, flip you up and down and do eight different positions. Maybe I just need to do this a little bit because I'm not committed to you.
I don't think we require that. I think it's, you know, from a man's perspective, they may require more of that than what we require. I think it's just a difference between the two on what we need to kind of say, okay, I can see this is enough, or I'll be satisfied with this. And then with the possibility of being able to do more.
There's a part of me that really feels like I don't think sexual performance should even be a factor.
What part of you is that?
There is a part of me that's just like, in the grander scheme of things, if I am seeking a partner to marry, how significant is my sexual fulfillment to the I guess, broader scope of sharing my life with a partner?
And let's be real, sex is to procreate. Honestly, anything over and above that is what?
Extra.
Right, it's all extra.
It's a nice to have. It's not a necessity. And I guess if you really think about where we are as a culture, you know, 100 years ago, would our body count even be the same?
There would be no body count.
Would I know what's good or bad?
No.
The only person I'm with is your husband.
Exactly.
So it's just like, oh, he has 2.5 inches? What is he supposed to have?
Exactly. Yeah. And I think you're right. I think, you know, promise. I can't even say the word.
Promiscuity. Yeah. That's the word you're looking for.
Yeah.
Sip on my drink.
That's, I mean, I think it's just sex is everywhere. So
we do live in an
over-sexed everything.
Absolutely do.
Yeah, and it's just a matter of, you know, if you buy into that, if you let that be the way that you lead your life, then yeah, it's going to be an issue and it's going to be a requirement for your relationships. But am I saying stay with some broke dude because he has a big penis? Absolutely not. That's like the flip side of it. So if sexual performance matters, and like you said, you gave the example of the perfect dude. You know, if you're willing to leave this dude because you don't feel like sexually you're compatible, are you going to be with this deadbeat dude because he can sling it? I mean, let's be real. Like, okay, so he does not want to work. He doesn't want to help you around the house. He doesn't want to do anything, but just have, you know, when you have sex, you're satisfied. Is that the life you want to lead?
There, I guess for me, it's like both things are going to fade regardless.
Sex is going to fade regardless.
But the other things are going to fade too.
What?
Like, if having a man who's smart, intelligent, making money, nice, whatever, if that was just everything, then people wouldn't get divorced because there are so many of those men who are getting divorced. If sex were everything, then, you know, being with a guy that has great sex, nobody would ever leave those dudes, but those dudes get left too.
Yeah.
So both of them eventually fade.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I think we're missing like this bigger part of
what really keeps you tied to
what really keeps you in a partnership, in a relationship, in marriage.
He got
what really is it?
What's keeping you in your relationship? Because I can't answer because I'm not in one.
Well, what keeps me in my relationship? So, there's a balance that I feel like I have in my relationship that it took me a long time to kind of get to the point where I know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I know what makes me happy. And it really took 30 plus years to kind of get there and like, oh, okay, here are the things that energize me. Yes. Here are the things that drain my energy. Mm-hmm. And I look at the boo like, even if he does something wrong, it doesn't necessarily take away from me and my happiness because right. I control my happiness, if that yes. makes sense.
And no, you know that makes
and
complete sense.
And so it's like, us coming together mm-hmm. is really cool to me.
Yeah.
It's really fun. It's mm-hmm. really awesome. We share the same kind of life goals. And so we're both walking down this path, but we're holding hands while we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, you know, he's walking down the path and carrying me.
Or like, come on, catch up. Like,
yeah. It's just, yeah. You know, we have the same destiny. Maybe mm-hmm. it's like we're both going to the land of Oz, but we're going to hold hands while we're walking down the yellow brick road.
Yeah.
But if he decides to drop off this path mm-hmm. and not want to go down the land of Oz, I know I still want to go.
Yeah.
That's what's making me happy.
Yep. And I think that...
And I'm not dependent on him to get there.
Yep.
We're just going to go together. We're going to hold
because
hands.
Because that's where we both want to... Yeah. And
yeah.
I think that's what a lot of people miss, too, is internal happiness. In any type of relationship, whether the sex is good or it's not good, or you have to be happy mm-hmm. internally, and your happiness shouldn't be dependent upon those things. Because like you said, it all fades eventually anyway.
It shouldn't be dependent on those things.
Yeah.
However, it is very important to make sure when you are around this person mm-hmm. and in relationship with this person and in community that you are still happy.
Right.
And so I think sometimes people kind of miss that thinking, this person should make you happy. No, they shouldn't make you happy.
But they
if you're around them, it's like working on a job. Mm-hmm. I know certain jobs I've had where it's like, oh, I love this place. This place is awesome. It energizes me. It
yeah.
pushes me to be better and do more.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my end all be all. They could fire me today and
right.
I'm going to go off and be me and
right.
have an awesome life.
Mm-hmm.
But do I get, am I excited about being here? Or do I walk through the door? No, not even walk through. Do I wake up in the morning thinking, I got to go
yeah.
to this company and I hate them? And so if you feel that way about your partner, if they are not
yeah.
adding to your life, then they are definitely taking away. And you
yeah.
need to just leave that relationship.
Agreed.
And it doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't make them
no.
a bad person.
It makes you know who you are and what
yeah.
you need in your life. That's,
I don't get
yeah.
energized here.
Yes.
It drains my energy.
Yes.
Let me keep it moving.
Girl.
So that's kind of how I look at the boo. Like I can look at older relationships that I've had and...
Mm-hmm.
That was draining.
Okay.
I wasn't happy. It didn't feed me.
Yeah.
But with the boo, it's kind of like, yeah, this dude is solid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He's
yep.
working on the things that he wants to work on. I'm working on the things I want to work on. And we just have an awesome time together. And we don't always get along. I mean, you know.
No like, one does always get along.
Me and the boo bigger so much. We're like 89-year-olds. Like, it's ridiculous. But
it's
he
funny to
my
watch
happiness,
too.
Though. Yeah. And so I think that's the thing for me. It's not being sexually satisfied to me only lasts for like a small moment of time. I mean,
yeah.
look, I'm just going to be super blunt. Like I can't imagine an orgasm that lasts longer than a 30 seconds. So
well, and that's the
am
thing.
I about to give up a lifetime
right.
of partnership for 30 seconds?
And just because he does it good one time doesn't mean he's going to do it good every time. I mean, everyone has it all day.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't scale that high up on the list mm-hmm. of importance to me. And I could be wrong. You know, there are some
No, I think you have
like,
a right to your opinion. It's
yeah.
not right or wrong. I think it's just what you've... But I said the same thing. There's a difference when I have an emotional connection to a person and when I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And when I don't, it's you're judged on your performance. And then if you're not performing,
yeah.
you won't be around.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I think that's true. And I think, you know... Taking the time to kind of get to know someone.
Mm-hmm.
No, I back that up. Take the time to get to know yourself.
Yes, because it takes less time.
Know yourself,
yeah.
love yourself, like yourself, you know, all of the above.
Mm-hmm.
And then take the time to get to know this person that you were saying you want to be in partnership with.
Right.
And I can't stress the word partnership enough because that's just really important to me.
I know.
I think, you know, we over, you know, hype romanticize.
Yes.
This is a partnership.
I am a romantic, though, I must say.
Hey, have fun with that.
It's like oil and water, the two of us. This one is business. I am like, oh, I love. I was watching a movie the other day. Like, why can't that be real life?
I mean, because no, it's not, though.
It would be so easy to have a two-hour movie be your life.
But it's so not. This is a partnership because at some point I am going to get sick of the way you put these clothes in this machine. And I'm going to get sick of the way you buy groceries. And I'm going to get sick of whatever.
Yes.
But we are still in partnership.
Oh, gosh.
And we're just walking along this path, holding hands together. And if you want to stop every 5 seconds, look at the birds and the butterflies.
And the flowers.
Okay. It doesn't prevent me from doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And that's just what it is. Mm. I think sexual performance, get to know somebody first.
Right. Because your sexual experience with a person, like I said, changes based on how much you know them, how you're engaged with, how you're in tune with them. I mean,
yeah,
it does change. So I think people jump into these relationships and you don't really know this person. So yeah, you're hoping the sexual experience will make you fall in awe of them or whatever.
But I think sexual performance is also, it's a byproduct of your personality too.
What do you mean?
Oh, I believe that. I think if you're lazy in bed, you're probably lazy in life. I think
oh my gosh.
No.
I don't know. I never looked at it that way.
How could it be completely different? If you're arrogant in life, you're probably arrogant in the bedroom and only thinking about yourself and feeling like you have ultimate control over what's going on in this activity. If you are curious, if you're a curious George in life, you're probably curious. Yeah. Hey, let's try this. How does that, you know, maybe if you're an experimenter or if you're an entrepreneur, you're willing to try different things all the time.
Oh,
that's probably how you act in the bedroom. So you don't even necessarily need to wait until you get into the bedroom to know what's going to happen.
Wow. I'm going to have to start keeping my eye out.
You
got
to get to know people.
You do. I'm so serious.
If you meet a guy and this guy is like about you and he loves you.
All into you? Yeah.
Into you.
They're going to make sure you happy in the bedroom and outside.
Yep. Live it to the left. Put your leg up. He's going to be like, I'm with it. Let's do it.
Yes, that's very true.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
Or if you're with the guy that's all about himself, imagine how that's going to turn out.
Selfish. Very selfish. But
get his, he sleep.
Mm-hmm. Right, girl.
And be done with it.
Wow.
So I love just it. Say get to know your guy before you even go into...
I get my 40-minute advice every week. I better sign up. You got us on the road.
You got a taking appointment Monday through Thursday from 12 to 12:30.
Oops, she made it a little longer.
Hey, guys, 30-minute appointment. You must pay a deposit.
So silly. Oh, my gosh.
But I just feel like that's true. I think,
interesting.
Your mileage may vary, but try it out.
Right.
Think about it.
Yep. Get to know people. I think that's a big part of it, too.
Stop sharing your body with any old body.
Right.
I definitely have to agree with that. Like, don't share what is precious to you with any old body, and you won't be disappointed.
Right.
Because if you were into this guy and you were like...
That won't change it.
But even if he's bad, you won't feel bad. You won't feel like, ugh.
Right.
You'll just be like, man.
Oh, wow. Mm. Yeah.
But he's such an awesome guy. We're so connected.
Yeah.
We're on the same wavelength. It won't be that big of a deal.
Yeah.
But when you out having one night stands in the bathroom, then.
I'm sorry. Listeners.
Yeah.
If you're still doing that and you're over 30, well. Yeah.
If you're still doing it and you haven't caught an STD, please stop.
Oh my gosh. That too. Oh my goodness.
Please stop. please stop it and please care about your body. And it just amazes me some of the things that people protect, but they won't protect their body.
Wait, like people that don't want to shake hands?
Yeah, I'm not gonna shake your hand. I'm walking around with hand sanitizer, but I'm sleeping with everybody that walked past.
Right.
What?
Stop playing with me right now.
I'm so confused.
Yes.
I'm so confused.
Yeah.
Like, I won't text you my debit card number, but I'll go sleep with this dude I don't know.
Yeah. No.
Nope. Okay. Mm-mm. That doesn't make any sense at all whatsoever.
Yes.
Like, I know a girl who's like, yeah, I don't let dudes come to my house. What if they crazy? Yeah, but you go to their house and then you sleep with them all randomly.
Right.
And it's like, he could probably just kill you at his house.
Oh, gosh. It'll probably be easier, right? He has the whole setup ready for you, boo.
Thank you. In fact, because you're going to his house and nobody knows about it, that's prime opportunity for him to kill you. Where are these random stupid standards that you're putting up, yet you're sleeping with any and everybody?
Yeah.
I'm off my soapbox. I'm done. Women, cut it out. Cut it out.
Yes.
Sex is not that important.
It's not that. No, it's not. But like I said, go back to old one. If you need it, go back to someone you already know. Go back. Don't, that new stuff, you never know what you're getting.
I mean. I don't second hey cuties advice,
but I'm just saying, at least you won't know he's crazy. I mean, at least you will know he's not crazy, at least.
If you cut him off, you probably cut him for a reason, and you should just let that.
But if you're just going for that, but I'm saying, it's, no, you're not looking for a relationship, but, you know.
No. Don't listen to Hey Cutie.
Listen to Hey Cutie. Definitely.
No. So, this is a good conversation. I enjoyed the topic.
Yeah. Definitely want to get feedback. So, please send your feedback in. Also, your reviews of our podcast and our topics.
Absolutely. We need to know that you guys love us and listening to us.
Yes.
We're going to have some cool stuff coming out in the next couple of weeks. So please stay tuned. I was just like telling Mini Goddess, like, I hate when YouTubers are like, hey guys, haven't seen you in a while. Had some cool stuff going on. But can't really talk about it right now. And then I just.
Finalizing getting things in place. So.
I know. And so it's too soon to talk about it, but please stay tuned. Subscribe to our podcast. And more than anything else, please send us your comments, your questions.
Yes.
That is very, very important. So you can drop them on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. You can tag us. You can tag Drink Sober Mary podcast, like on your IG. You can
tag us
in a question or a conversation so that we can get in it. We'll shout you out and definitely talk about it on our next episode.
Definitely. Thanks again for the topic, Marissa. Hope we did it some justice.
Thank you, boo. And I don't know if we answered your question. Is sexual performance a non-negotiable? It shouldn't be. If it is, get your life together.
Right. Get focused.
Check, please.
Yes, check, please.
Stay single, not sober.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.